to see the dreams, kashf, vision. This is not necessarily proof of anything. And the real proof, the source of proof, is Quran and Hadith. So some actions are such that they are proven from the Quran, they are proven from the Hadith, but even then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those deeds, to more extra for strengthening people's deen, to give them certainty in their minds and stronger conviction, rather to make them enjoy that amal, that action, to encourage it. A pious person, a good person, his friend, then Allah Ta'ala shows a dream to that person. That sometimes Allah gives a vision, kashf. And I say this again, this is not dalil, it's not proof. But if already the virtues are present in the Quran and Hadith, then that dream becomes dalil, then proof. Yes, if it's, for example, something different, it's such a dream that you're seeing, or you're seeing something, and from the Quran and Hadith there's no proof or basis, even then we determine who is it who's seen this dream. But you can't make it a proof. But such a dream, vision, experience which is in accordance and proved by the Quran and Hadith. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if Allah ta'ala illustrates a dream to somebody, or kashf Allah puts into the heart of a person, then more it's done for this reason, because he already has belief, yaqeen, but that person then gets more enjoyment and strength in what he's doing, more encouragement. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, today from some long time, from 11 years, we are doing the ijtama, the annual gathering. And I told you last week in the bayan, the proof for this, from the Quran and Hadith, the basis for it. So, and then further, it's connected, the gatherings are connected to dhikrullah. There's no lacking in the Quran and the Hadith to explain that. Everyone accepts that, that it's such a great deed, alhamdulillah, it's a very great action. So just like our ijtama, we're about to have the annual gathering, with Allah's fadl, His grace, His blessings, I'm hopeful that Allah Ta'ala, to all of us, gives us the ability to present ourselves and to attend. And we will come there with passion and love, take part. So if any wali Allah, friend of Allah, good righteous person, if he sees a dream, and he saw this pious person, that there's a beautiful masjid, and it's made of beautiful material, and in the dream, what happens is the real thing is shown, that you are Sufi individuals. So let me explain a point to you. That insan, when he sees a dream, then he sees that dream in the realm of arwah, the realm of the souls. So we are in the realm of the humans here, human beings, and one is the realm of the souls. So we are the khalq, and above that is the realm of the ruh, the souls. Just like the Kaaba, it also has a form above, in the heavens, where the angels do tawaf in the heavens. One is the physical Kaaba, we do tawaf around. Same way there's the Kaaba, and same way all the masajid, these are the houses of Allah, and they are branches of Allah, the Kaaba. And you know that this masjid where the prostration takes place until Qiyamah, that is the house of Allah. The adab, the manners, everything runs. So this is the house of Allah. So that then is the masjid, isn't it? That is shown in the dream. That's the real. And Allah Ta'ala in the dream illustrates the real form of the masjid. That high in the heavens, what is the status of that masjid? Do you understand what I'm saying? How much light there is, how much is the reality, the status, what's the shape, the real shape of the masjid in the heavens. So he saw that in the dream, this pious person, good person, that there's a masjid. And it's very beautiful masjid, nicely formed, and beautiful walls of expensive materials like marble, and you cannot imagine. And the real beauty is being shown. And he saw that in that masjid, suddenly the scene changes, and a beautiful group of people come into that masjid, and they've got their belongings, and they've got their bedding on their shoulders, they've got nur and their face is light and sunnah libas, and they're coming quickly to that masjid, subhanallah. So the masjid was getting filled up and busy with those people, lots of people he sees inside the masjid. And then he was shown that how people are assembling, gathering, increasing in the realm of the souls, and how people, alhamdulillah, their forms, their image, what does it become in the ijtama with the dhikr of Allah? This hadith also, that their faces are like light shining, they've got their belongings carrying. This is why all our colleagues who come, they come like this. Yes, they're making places, and there's mashallah, lots of a buzz in the masjid. So we realize that Allah Ta'ala, this ijtama is accepting our gathering, and Allah's special blessings, such majalis that Allah has given us the ability to join, assemble, they go there. It's not our achievement, it's Allah's grace, His generosity, that He establishes a gathering like this, and to travel there, it's Allah's grace. We can't do this ourselves. Behind this, what's the objective? Is a very big objective of gathering, attending the ijtama. Number one, the biggest deed, the dhikr of Allah, that this is, you can say, the tabligh, the propagation of this deed. Today in the world, the dunya, people's hearts are dead, they're drowning in the dunya, no one wants to do a good deed, and if we do a good deed, we're full of pride and wanting something in the dunya. Everything has been taken over by the dunya in our lives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to save this deed, Allah tabligh propagated that this action that's happening in the ijtama, people are gathering, assembling, is so beloved to Allah, this gathering of dhikr. That's number one. So I enjoyed that when I heard this dream. I enjoyed that. The person like me gets strengthened when I hear the thousands of whispers came. What's the point of going to ijtama? We come just to eat and drink. We'll just get tired and go home. So he said, the person who saw the dream, all the people who were coming, they had their faces shining, glowing. He saw that in the dream. That's the real form in the soul of the realm of the souls. So when you come to the ijtama, your form will become like that. So every gathering of dhikr is like this. Tell me, imagine the status Allah Ta'ala has given to His action of His dhikrullah, and what rewards Allah is giving, and how lazy we are in this day and age. But it's such a great, amazing achievement. This era of laziness, Allah has selected me and you for this gathering. Allah selected us, chosen us. Where are we? We don't deserve this. And where Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to come to such gatherings. People come with a fervor, zeal, bring their children, put the imamas on their heads. They don't care about anything else that day. Nothing. Allah Ta'ala has put them onto the path of His action. What a great reward, bounty. No arguing, no quarreling, no putting anyone down. We're not criticizing anyone. Everyone believes, everyone has love that we are doing the right thing. And we believe everyone else is right on the right path of deen as well. We respect everyone. But this action of the deen Allah is taking from us is very correct indeed. Very correct indeed. So we're grateful to Allah. Especially, I would speak to myself that Allah has given me the opportunity to sit amongst you good people in this gathering. My brothers, value this. Value this. Value the dhikr of Allah. So everything isn't just that you get enjoyment after the dream. Quran and Hadith is the highest form of guidance. But Allah gives strength in the belief for that person through the dream. And what a beautiful, mashallah, he saw the masjid, the environment, same masjid, what it was before. Zakariya Masjid. But Allah Ta'ala showed him the true form of that masjid, the scene, that after dhikrullah, how the scene was transformed. The masjid, if it's hal of the masjid, then what about that human being who's doing dhikr? What will be his circumstances in the heavens? His real form in the realm of the souls. He's walking around the dunya, people look at him, he's eating, drinking, but he's not the human being like you see physically. He is in the realm of the souls, the true individual. Allahu Akbar. Allah's great favor on us. Dhikr, morning and evening, is giving to us daily.